Call the June 16th common council meeting order, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayor will be here shortly. Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Here.
Alderman Barber.
Here.
Alderman Nelson.
Here. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda, citizen comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you'd like to let us know. Mr. Skoronski, good evening, Representative Skoronski.
Good evening, everybody, and how are you tonight? Wonderful evening you have. I'm here in protest about the Copar.
Is that on?
Is it on?
No.
It's electronic, don't touch it. Okay.
All right, now we are. Okay, thank you. I'm here in objecting to the any approval or admitting that particular company in our community. I don't think it's conducive to the quality and the enhancement that we would deserve in this city. I worked hard at the time when I was an alderman here to make that an industrial park of small businesses, quality of life, good taxpaying business, and that doesn't seem what's happening here, so I'm totally opposed to Copar. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay. Seeing no one else rise, I'll close the citizen comment period. We move on to mayoral announcements. In your packet, there's a flyer on small business grants that are available through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Very short window on this. It's a $2,500 package per business for businesses with less than 30 employees, I believe. I've signed a bunch of letters already. I want us to sign lots more. The window is very small, next Tuesday for submission. So if you know of any in the city of Franklin, I'm happy to sign the letter. Just get the name to Callie, and we need to attest that they've been in the business since January 1st. No.
Just that they were in business during the month of
February 2020. So there you go. Let's do it. And that's it for announcements. Item C, in your packet, the regular common council meeting minutes of June 2nd. Any additions or there's a new one, an amended one at your place. Any other additions or corrections to June 2nd?
Move to approve.
The amended one. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Special common council meeting minutes of June 4th. Any additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
It's not going to be that hard tonight, is it? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Organizational business, any requests for separate action? Is there a motion to approve appointments 1 through 10?
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Five ayes, no noes, one absent, no abstentions. We're going to move around a little bit on the agenda. We're going to take these out of order. Let's move to item G4, resolution authorizing installation of a fence within a 30-foot landscape easement. Alderman Barber.
So moved.
I'll second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is a resolution authorizing officials to accept the landscape buffer yard easement for part of a two-lot certified subdivision. This is Andy Kular, Andy's gas station on Ryan Road.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is a resolution authorizing officials to execute a facilities use agreement with the Franklin Public School District and a consent waiver. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, the police chief supports an approval of this agreement and that the facility use is necessary for the training. And with regard to the conflict waiver simply because the Von Breesen firm represents both the district as well as the city for labor matters. And from my office, the recommendation would be to approve the conflict and to adopt the motion on the action sheet, which covers both aspects mentioned.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G7, an ordinance to amend the ordinance 2019-2398, adopting the 2020 annual budgets for capital outlay fund to provide for $16,130 of grant resources and $26,884 of police appropriations for updated 911 capabilities.
Make motion.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. G8 on page 181 is an ordinance to amend 2019-2398, an ordinance adopting the 2020 annual budgets for the general fund to carry forward $23,000 of unused economic development appropriations to appropriate expenditures for Economic Development Commission marketing appropriations to upgrade the Unified Development Ordinance.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
5 ayes, no noes, 1 absent, no abstentions. Motion carries. G9, 187, authorization to execute a contract. Authorize to execute contact tracing contract. Thank you, Courtney. See, she's challenging me in my speech training here. We're going to do speech pathology here too. With Maxim Healthcare Staffing Services, estimated $38,000. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, on a review, staff has some issues with regard to different provisions in this proposed agreement than are set forth within the standard form city services contract. And I did confer with the city health officer, and the thought is that staff would review the subject. Health officer would exchange proposed changes with the other party to the contract, and then we bring it back with the result thereof at the next Common Council regular meeting.
Amend the table.
Thank you very much. Alderman Hammond. Who's the second?
Nobody.
Second.
The motion's table. Alderman Wilhelm.
In that review, maybe you could come back with answers on page 189. It talks about the supplies that the client will furnish. All tools, office supplies, equipment supplies, software, hardware, materials, without limitations, electronics, mobile devices, cell phone, blah, blah, blah. I just want to make sure we have all those costs already covered, that there won't be any additional software. And
we have.
Everything's covered? Okay, thank you.
And correct the maximum on that in that section, too. The motion is to table. All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
To the next regular meeting.
Aye.
Let's try it again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10, page 195, resolution to provide conservation easement with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewers District for the 36th Street biofilter project.
Authorized resolution for the easement.
Is there a second?
Second.
Fourth. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11, page 209. An ordinance to amend ordinance 2019-2398. We've done that a couple of times tonight. An ordinance to adopt 2020 annual budgets for TID 5 and TID 6, carry forward unused 2019 appropriations, and detail 2020 construction appropriations in TID 4, and provide additional municipal revenue obligation appropriations in TID 3.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. 5 ayes, no noes, no 1 absent, no abstentions. G12, on page 213, an ordinance to repeal and recreate section 13-1 through 13-3 of the Franklin Municipal Code, chapter 13 budget, in order to amend the budget process, including delegating the Finance Committee responsibility for the initial review of the mayor's recommended annual budget. Before we go into this, I want to point out, this was my suggestion that we do this, to allow the Finance Committee to take a substantive look at the budget before it comes to this body for additional review and input. I keep hearing that it's the mayor's budget, and we never get to look at it. It got taken away from the Finance Committee by my predecessor because some, in his view, some aldermen were taking one vote at Finance and a different vote at the council. That was his opinion. My opinion was that the council wasn't paying attention to what the Finance Committee had to say. So in essence, at that point, I felt the Finance Committee just wasn't being paid attention to. So it was a waste of the Finance Committee's time. So I feel now it's time to give it another shot. So that's what this is. So.
Second.
So there we go. Alderman Nelson, you're going to learn that you got to yell it out rather than just.
They're aggressive tonight. So I'm
okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Who's on the phone?
Steve Ball, with you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Motion carries. G13, a report on expenditures related to COVID. Mr. Rotzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's been decreasing activity over the last several weeks in the COVID area, so expenditures have been reduced. The only item of any real significance that has occurred in the last 2 weeks is the health department was notified of a grant from the state to the city to deal with issues specifically related to COVID, and we believe that the contact tracing element, which was the subject of an earlier agenda item, would be fully covered by this grant. So we would have, in essence, a budget amendment coming forward to you to provide for some appropriations, but some resources from the state to pay for it so that no local tax dollars would be involved. I'd be happy to entertain any questions about the report if you have them.
Current level of expenditures is total?
Total expenditures are now of $185,000 of the $250,000 that the council appropriated.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you, Mr. Rotzenberg. Is there a motion to receive and place on file?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Ms. Bosch, G14, recommendation on the Fair Commission regarding 2020. Madam Clerk.
If I could relay the action of the Fair Commission, and if anybody has questions, the chairwoman is in the audience, and then Alderman Nelson is also on the committee and was there for the vote. There was a motion to continue with the fair, and the end result was a 3-3 tie. So we had the chairwoman voting no to continue, Dave Lidner voting no, and Terry Hammond voting no, Alderman Nelson, Ken Sweeney, and John Trudeau voted to continue it. And the health department was there to give their opinion and recommendation, and I relayed some information, but that is the motion. If anybody has specific questions or wants to ask the chair anything, I have nothing additional to add.
Well, at that point, the question goes to the city attorney. What was the motion?
The motion was to continue with the fair.
So, Mr. City Attorney, in the case where a motion is tied, what happens?
There's no recommendation.
Right, and there was no additional. So I think the recommendation, it was split.
That. I have a question.
Alderman Wilhelm. Didn't get an answer, but.
Well, I guess I'd like to get the health officer's opinion, and I don't know, you know, all the exact dates. Let's see, it says on, yeah, there's no dates here, so when that would be. So what's the dates? What's the health officer's opinion? And those that voted in favor, do they have some benefit?
Labor Day would be the 7th, right?
So the it's September 6th and 7th. It's always okay. The Sunday and Monday. One of the reasons that we are bringing it up at this point, the Fair Commission had talked about delaying the decision until a little bit later. However, our license year runs from July 1st through June 30th, and we're a little bit different than the civic celebrations because the fair is based on vendors, and vendors would start having to purchase their permits and get their space, and space is not regulated by the city. It is pretty much the property owner. So as far as social distancing, property owners would be on their own for that. As you know, the setup of the fair, there isn't a real convenient or safe way to regulate social distancing in the crowd, because the sometimes the road is and side-to-side people. But if Courtney wants to add anything on, one of the issues that I did bring up were the portable restrooms. We do have a contract, but the vendor is was kind enough to be understanding to say, even if you had to give us a 24-hour cancellation notice, we'd be fine with it. But in this day, when people are expecting restrooms to be sanitized more frequently when they're indoor, I don't know that that would be possible with all the portable restrooms. Dave Lidner, who is not here, represents the Lions Club. That is their number one fundraiser for the year, and he said their membership, and correct me if I'm wrong, their membership was pretty split on whether they, he said some of the regular members said right out if they had it they wouldn't even go. They wouldn't be able to assist. And if you recall the setup of the Lions, they have a tent, and if it rains, he said there people just pile in that and they're shoulder to shoulder. And so he was one of the voting no members on the commission for that.
And what about the yes ones? Do they have a financial interest?
Well, the city attorney has brought this up before, that people, it's like the monitoring committee for the landfill and the mm-hmm. quarry monitoring, you know, they are impacted by it. And but
well, like Trudeau, isn't he a business owner then?
Correct. And he still is able to
run his business
mm-hmm. on
he
that
just
day.
Has a lot more business on that day.
That is correct.
And then Sweeney has
Ken Sweeney,
he also has ability to pull in some income on
frontage. Okay. I mean, he's a well driller, so he's not
probably
gonna,
doesn't need it, but
he's not gonna benefit that way. But he I think he is more for carrying on the tradition of the fair. This mm-hmm. would and Alderman Nelson can speak for himself.
Well, it's his district. He's going to want to
split.
I was going.
Let's do Alderman Nelson.
I was going to yield.
All right.
Sure. Sandy alluded to a lot of the discussion that took place. The St. Martin's Fair is just, it's a unique event just for the fact that there are so many access points to the actual road and the event that it's hard in this instance to try to control the crowd and the crowd size. There are other venues that have had events. We have some of our beer gardens that are open. They have a very funneled entry system, one way in, one way out, low contact between patrons and the food service or the drink service that they're getting. That is really hard to accomplish on a street setting with so many entry points. There are, you know, fairs and festivals that may go on that are in a park setting where you can kind of fence it in and you can kind of wrangle people all through one entry point. But again, that's difficult here. The cleaning aspect, what we're the most concerned about, understanding that this is outside, so open air, it's not as big of a deal as, you know, cramming 1,000 people into this room right now, but there's still a lot of high-touch surfaces, and with little to no additional cleaning going on, that does put people at a higher risk, going to the bathroom, not having enough hand-washing stations, not having enough hand-sanitizing stations, touching items, then eating food with your hands, touching your face, and then touching items again. So there's a lot of unknown, and there'll be a lot of people. I mean, it's the only thing going on. Everything else has essentially been canceled at that point, at that weekend. So the other thing, we believe that we have, historically we've seen a lot of vendors from Illinois and traffic from Illinois as far as patrons for the event. That'll probably be a lot higher this year just because Illinois doesn't have very much going on right now. They're still locked down at this point. September's a long way off, so who knows by that point. But I suspect we would see a fair amount of people traveling to St. Martin's Fair from other parts of this state and maybe even Illinois as well. So just for the crowd size, the inability to kind of control the access points, to control the flow, increase cleaning and sanitation. At this point, it's a lot like the civic celebration. I can't find a way forward that from a public health standpoint, I can say, yeah, this is a good idea. So my recommendation would be to cancel for this year.
So basically, you know, and I appreciate what you're saying, and it's accurate what you're going through, but I'm going to take the position, being an open air event, multiple access points, if you don't want to go, don't go. That's my position on that part of it. And looking at the fact that we've had it since 1958, there's a lot of history and tradition with it. That's one part. And I also believe that there will be a number of vendors that may not want to come and vend. That's going to reduce the fare, I believe. You actually may have some landowners, because we're unique for those that don't know this. If you want to vend, you actually have to rent a space from a current landowner that may wish not to do this because of what's going on. But then again, this is this is September, and this is kind of the only thing that could be going on in this region of the county. So I was in support of moving forward with it.
I understand the history of this event, but I'm also pretty cognizant of the history of the financial event of the outcome. And Mr. Rotzenberg, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but typically this event costs the city additional funds, doesn't it? And I'm thinking that this is going to cost us more if we've got to supply additional police and fire, additional possible cleaning and cleansing stations. But can you just briefly give me a yes or no?
So the annual general fund of the city has a contribution to the St. Martin's Fair of $11,000 that has been in place for a number of years. The fair over the last several years has not generated sufficient resources to deal with all of the charges that the fair commission has been receiving. Admittedly, there are significant charges from both the police and the public works folks, almost all of which is on overtime. So those costs are transferred into the fair cost related to activities there. The general fund made a special $60,000 contribution about 2 years ago to bring the fair back to a zero balance. In 2019, it did generate another deficit and would be projected to have a deficit in the current year if it occurred.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Rotzenberg.
Alderman Barber, and then Alderman Nelson.
The Board of Health discussed events in the city at its last Board of Health meeting, and they also expressed reservations.
The Board of Health also expressed reservations about events especially the one coming up on the licensing committee for the Croatian Festival and the festival over in St. Martin. So without passing a motion, the was unanimous that there's reservations about continuing with this just because of what's possibly going to be communicated.
This was a portion that we really didn't touch too much on the at the Fair Commission. That was in between that and going back to licensing. But with a reduced fair, as if we see that the licenses are going down, well, first of all, there wouldn't be an increase in police, fire, or DPW. It wouldn't be an increase. There's no reason to increase it. Anything would be decreased. If we are seeing less vendors coming, we would definitely be not going at a full. It would be our recommendation to put forth a safe event, but we're with social distancing, that's not a law. It's a recommendation, okay? You go 10 miles south of here, there is a full 4th of July parade going on, full 4th of July fireworks going on. There are other areas and communities that are having events like this. So you can look at it the way you want to look at it, but I don't see any increase in cost. Yes, has the fair been a deficit? Sure. It's a community event. Depends how we want to fund it. We have to look at the internal pieces opposed to the external pieces for that. But everyone's got a vote, and that's where we're going to go.